ClassicAirChecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
Owl, it's Prince, ready for the world. 93 FM KUBE, Seattle. Good morning, Charlie and Ty.
Ready for the weekend.
Excuse me. Yes, Mary?
That wasn't Prince.
I beg your pardon?
Sounded just like him, though.
Oh, that was Ready for the World, and it's called Oh Sheila.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Boy, glad you stepped in on that.
Yeah.
Ooh, 1 minute before the hour. Weekend weather here in the Northwest.
Today, it's going to be cloudy but very warm. A high of 62 degrees. Same stuff for tomorrow, except sunshine's going to be out. It's going to stay out on Sunday. And any chance of rain, which we desperately need, won't come until about Monday, Tuesday, sometime next week. And then only a couple of showers.
Okey-dokey.
Grim.
United Airlines paying a $46,000 fine for programming their computerized reservation system to favor their own flights.
Well.
But they promise not to do it again.
I hope so.
And they also get free enrollment in the government's frequent liar program.
I saw a show on, Dan Rather's got this show called 48 Hours. A couple of weeks ago, they did a thing on airline thing. They focused on Denver, Stapleton Airport, and a big competition down there between Continental Airlines and United Airlines. Mm-hmm. So the people at United, somehow through this reservation system, they can find people that are supposed to be flying out on Continental.
Right.
They're delayed.
Uh-huh.
The ticket agent walks over to the Continental line and says, "Hey, excuse me, Charlie Brown, I see you're heading for Seattle. Would you like to try a United flight? We can get you out of here in 10 minutes. Come right on over here." And they just steal them right out of line.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's all American.
That's right. That's what we're about, competitiveness.
That's right.
You bet.
Safeway has fresh strawberries this week.
REAC, Honda of Seattle, corner of Olive and Boren. The perfect match.
And this 93 News break brought to you by REAC Honda, downtown Seattle at the corner of Olive Way and Boren. 7:02 on a Friday morning, Seattle City Council is scheduled to make what could be a $1 billion decision today. The vote is on whether to allow expansion of the West Point sewage treatment plant out on Discovery Park and extending it into Puget Sound. Plans pushed by officials at Metro say an expansion of the West Point facility is the best way to provide secondary treatment, which is a step needed to meet federal requirements. Now, as far as the weather goes, a lot of clouds out there today, no rain, a little bit of sunshine this afternoon, but very warm, even despite the lack of sunshine. Highs around 62 degrees. Partly sunny, even warmer tomorrow, and the sun will also be out on Sunday. Expect a few showers, albeit a very few, by a Monday or Tuesday of next week. Downtown Seattle this morning, we have a temperature of 39 degrees out here on the shores of Lake Washington at Cube 93, 38 degrees, 7:06 on a Friday morning, and I'm Ty Flint.
Well, 93 FM Cube Seattle. I'm sorry.
Reading something?
Well, I was reading this article about, you know, we're kind of, what is this thing, the Persian Gulf? We're kind of leaving the Persian Gulf slowly.
Yeah.
I was reading in USA Today, and I don't know. I am still confused. But let me see if I get this straight, okay?
Right.
Okay. Our Persian Gulf policy. U.S. ships have been protecting Kuwaiti vessels against Iran's war with Iraq so they won't get hit by Chinese missiles and can carry oil to Japan, where they use it to power factories to make electronics to sell to us so we can watch this Persian war on TV. Is this what this is about?
That's it.
I think in a nutshell, you've hit it there.
All right. I think I got it now. All right. Makes sense. Mm. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning.
And just when you got the Persian Gulf mastered,
we
have stuff today out of Panama.
Oh, what?
So we'll probably be heading down there for
something. Hey, this kingpin in Panama is hacking me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a sleazebag.
Yeah, the president fired the Noriega, the military guy.
Yeah.
Well, the military supported Noriega, so they just ousted the president last night.
Oh, a coup.
Yeah,
a coup.
Coup de ville. Hey, historically speaking, Buffalo Bill Cody was born on this day.
Well, happy birthday, Buffalo Bill.
1846.
Hey, you know who else was born on this day?
Who?
My friend Kathy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Mary says she's going to get that in. I said, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Here's Kathy now. That's for you, Kathy.
Oh.
No, Buffalo Bill Cody was born on this day.
Way back when.
18-something.
When the West wasn't really old.
1845.
See?
He smelled like buffaloes. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That's
why they sent him west. They said, get out of here.
Yeah, you smell bad.
Right?
Well, they never bathed back then.
Huh?
They didn't bathe back then.
Well, he and Annie Oakley did occasionally.
Does your friend Kathy bathe?
Frequently.
With Buffalo Bill, as a matter of fact.
There are changes for the better in one of the world's great cars.
Don't miss this one, because you'll have to wait until June for the next wholesale heaven.
I have a friend who's going to be 10 years old who's actually 40.
I know. It is on Monday. It's leap year. We're having a birthday party for all the leap year babies.
That's right. At Henry's Off-Broadway, it's for lunchtime, 11:30 till 1 o'clock. You're invited to stop by and bring your ID, because we're going to check it double.
You betcha.
we'll give you a free lunch at Henry's off Broadway. In particular, the Oyster Bar there. Hank's.
Yes, Hank's Express Oyster Bar. They're going to have a free lunch for everyone who can prove that they are a leap year baby. And then birthdays, the complete party store.
Yeah.
They're making the place festive. They're going to be decorating the place, balloons, hats, all kinds of stuff.
Birthdays does that so well.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Henry's off Broadway. It's Monday from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. That is going to be fun, fun, fun.
Bring your ID if you're a leap year baby.
Charlie and Ty in the morning, KUBE. Good morning. Yes, this is KUBE Seattle 93 FM. Charlie Brown.
Ty Flint.
Mary White.
Scotty Burns.
As the producer. 19 minutes after the hour in Seattle weather for the weekend, Mr. Flint says it's going to be nice unless you really were looking forward to taking a shower this summer.
Yeah. No rain in sight. Clouds today, but still very warm. High of 62. Bright sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. And then as far as the rain goes, a little snippet chance of it maybe Monday or Tuesday of this week.
Traffic is very, very light. I think a lot of people have called in and said, I'm not coming to work. It's going to be a nice day. Forget it. I won't be there. We do have a little bit of slowing. Let me see. Southbound on I-5, leaving the North County Line area. Also reports of an accident in the express lanes around 85th. A little bit of slowdowns also as you approach Midway. S-curve's kind of crowded. Otherwise, no problem.
Otherwise, you might be in a problem, but we just haven't said anything about it.
Well, I just don't know about it.
20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Winter and Skanitch, it's coming up.
The big day finally arrived for General Hospital's Tom and Simone.
Oh, no fair.
93 Seattle, Charlie and Ty, it's 7:22 and 14 seconds.
And time for the 7:22 and 13 second edition of...
Weirder Than...
Skadish. That's 14 second edition.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, over to England we go. Once again, Skanitch, capital of the world.
Boy, it is, isn't it?
Ken the Gerbil has had to resign his post as student government president at the University of East Anglia.
Oh, darn it.
That's in Norwich, England.
Ken the Gerbil.
Yes, Ken the Gerbil had to hang it up only...
He's stepping down?
Yeah, only 6 days after his landslide victory against five human students.
Gee.
You see what brought him down? Shocking secret sex life.
No.
Just like in American politics. Yep, turns out Ken the Gerbil...
Yep.
Was pregnant.
No.
And thus not up to administering the student union's $400,000 a year budget. New elections will be held. Ken's campaign manager says that he himself, a human, plans to run in Ken's stead.
Oh, my goodness.
Good scam.
Yeah.
Well, a common policy if you're going to check out of your apartment is to give, 30 days notice.
Yeah.
Or pay for those days, even if you're not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a rooming facility in Gloucester, England, has charged a family $700 when their father checked out big time without giving notice.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's in heaven.
Oh. He did the final checkout.
The final checkout. They're charging him $700. They said, hey, you didn't give 30 days notice.
Oh, come on.
This is a nursing home. The guy died, but they say, well, we have this policy.
Oh, no.
Well, I hope they told him what to do with their policy.
Really? Along with a $700 check? Yeah, I think they did.
Wow.
Really not fun, but not plus good itches.
No. Oh.
7:24 in Seattle. KUBE Seattle, Charlie and Ty, welcome to a Friday that's dawning rather well.
Yeah, happens to be just about 7:31 right now.
There you go. Gee, upcoming the Gollywood Report. You know, Elizabeth Taylor, one of the big all-time stars, is having a birthday tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, she was born 1932, so that make her 56.
56?
Yeah.
Wow. Liz is looking pretty good lately.
Yeah, she's lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
She's been messing around with Malcolm Forbes.
No. Yes.
Malcolm Forbes on his motorcycle. They've been riding around. Matter of fact, she even had a tattoo stuck on her somewhere.
No.
Not a real tattoo, though.
I think it washed off.
Yeah, I heard she's a little bit hacked because I guess, Joan Rivers is moving in on Malcolm?
No.
Joan?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
After the tattoo and everything? Go.
I don't know.
caught a glimpse of one of those newspaper, you know, with the bizarre headlines you see at the newspaper checkout stands.
Yeah, right.
And it was trying to make something. I don't read that stuff myself.
No. Well, we'll keep you posted on all that Gollywood stuff. It's coming up in minutes. 7:31 at Great Northwest. Something special.
At Safeway, the home of honest deals.
It is 7:33 on a Friday morning. A 24-year-old California man has been charged here in Seattle with attempted murder in a shooting that prosecutors say is related to all the violence between the so-called Bloods and Crisps street gangs. A warrant has been issued for Tyrone Crosby of Compton, California. Tyrone Crosby, identified as a member of the Crips, the King County prosecutors charged that he shot Frederick Colvin, a member of the Bloods, during a party here in Seattle last month. Crips left the area and is believed now to be in California. Downtown Seattle this morning, 39 degrees out here on the shores of Lake Washington. To Cube 93, 38 degrees, 7:35 on a Friday morning, and I'm Ty Flint.
From the shores of Lake Washington, it's Cube Seattle. Good morning, Charlie and Ty.
7:38, 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
There we go. While the Gollywood Report is coming up, what is this? Muhammad Ali levitates himself?
Diana Ross has an in-flight snit.
Oh my gosh. L.A. Law Stars help out a little boy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. All these and more coming up on the Gollywood Report. Seattle weather for the weekend is going to be nice, says Ty Flint.
Nice and warm. 62 for a high today. More sun tomorrow and Sunday, and even warmer.
The Space Needle. Camaro by Chevrolet.
Step this way, ladies and gentlemen. You may never get this opportunity again. It could be too intense for the younger generation, so leave the kiddies with your favorite aunt or uncle. The most terrifying exhibition of gossip mongering known in the Western Hemisphere. Huge muckraking, distorted truths, and last but not least, Charlie and Ty.
Thank you, Scotty. And direct to Gollywood we go. Screen hunk Tom Cruise got smashed in the face with a vodka bottle while learning bartending for his role in an upcoming flick called Cocktail. Yeah, he was clowning around by tossing the bottle up into the air when he was distracted, and it came down and hit him right in the eye. Gave him a real shiner. Sorry, Tom.
Woody.
Well, the royal treatment just wasn't enough, it seems, for old Diana Ross on a recent Los Angeles to New York flight. You see, Diana was irritable because the flight left late. So airline officials went out of their way to be helpful. They had all of the other passengers. They were late, too. But they had to wait even longer while Diana Ross was ushered onto the plane first. Three agents left the little ticket gate there to help her with her many, many, many pieces of carry-on luggage. Come on, they only allow you one, Diana. But when she saw her assigned seat after all of this pampered treatment, I mean, here's the rest of the passengers. They're in the terminal. They want to get on the plane.
Yeah.
Diana saw her assigned seat. She blew her stack.
Oh, no.
She had asked specifically for a window seat, and by mistake, they had given her the middle seat.
Oh, no.
She carried on like it was the end of the world. How can they do this to me? I hate this airline. I will never fly again.
Hapless
attendants rushed to change her seat, but they couldn't calm her down. She was bitching all the way to Los Angeles.
Oh, I love that. How about this for a wild and woolly birthday gift? Zillionaires Christina Onassis gave her 3-year-old daughter, Athena, a flock of sheep complete with a sheepdog and a shepherd.
What? Happy birthday to you.
She keeps them in an open meadow at her Switzerland estate. The gift cost Christina a whopping $44,000.
Wow.
Fun with sheep.
Johnny Carson, of course, has been winning the Best Dressed Awards for many, many years.
Yeah.
But that didn't do a thing for the doorman at one of those snooty L.A. clubs. You see, the doorman turned Johnny away when the talk show king showed up for dinner wearing a nice jacket, tie, and sneakers. Now, Johnny thought the guy was being kind of kidding him around, and he was kind of good-naturedly arguing, but the guy was serious. Johnny got angry and left.
Wow.
He was told to get out.
And
goodness.
Well, he should. I guess this was on a couple of weeks ago while Ty and I were down in Disney World.
Florida.
Florida, yeah. But this has got to be unusual. A star, Stephen Williams, who plays Captain Fuller, is telling his... Now, what's that in? 21 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Williams?
Right.
Anyway, he plays Captain Fuller, and he's telling his pals this is the most incredible thing he has ever seen. He actually watched Muhammad Ali levitate himself right off the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, Stephen and his wife, Ann Geddes, a well-known agent, they were in a Los Angeles sports event and went out afterwards with Ali, who started entertaining them with card tricks. Well, Stephen says the ex-world boxing champ then told him, watch this. He turned his back back and somehow rose into the air a few inches for a couple of seconds.
Wow.
Williams gasped, how'd you do that? But Ollie just shook his head and smiled, and Williams told pals, I know this sounds crazy, but I saw it. He actually did float like a butterfly.
Really?
Oh, can I finish with L.A. Law here, Ty?
Sure.
Well, the stars of L.A. Law quietly gave a little boy who's dying of cancer the thrill of a lifetime. He's 6 years old, and his parents and friends, his parents are friends, rather, of the producer, Stephen Bocho.
Bochco.
I knew I'd say that wrong. Anyways, they love watching the show each and every week along with the little boy. Well, when the cast heard about the boy, they invited him to the set, but he was too sick to come. So Corbin Burnson and Susan Day and Harry Hamlin went to his home for a two-hour visit. They gave him autographed photos of all the L.A. Law crew, plus a pillowcase that he sleeps on each and every single night.
This is the nice side of Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen, for dropping by, and thank you, Charlie and Ty. Well, if you aren't entertained and your heart doesn't pitter-patter a little bit harder, then maybe you just can't bear it.
You don't really think we'll see any bears.
They're over in the next tent, sweetheart. Come back again, ladies and gentlemen, for more of the Gullywood Report. It returns Monday on Cube at 7:40.
Oh, what's that?
Nothing, ma'am, just a little sideshow.
Bearchicks.com.